The Michigan Ag Today podcast brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, michiganmediates.org. A dry forecast to help with harvest. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Dry weather continues, according to Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin in his latest harvest weather forecast, brought to you by M&W Seeds. Greg Allen has more.
Martin says nothing but sunny skies for the entirety of Michigan.
High pressure being analyzed in the crook of the thumb as we move through the day today. That's going to give us sunshine over the entirety of Michigan. And I think we continue to see mostly sunny skies over lower Michigan right on through tomorrow and the weekend.
According to Martin, a huge weather system to the northwest will bring cooler temperatures to the first part of next week.
There is a massive weather system gathering strength in the Dakotas over the later part of the weekend. We see big rains coming through North Dakota, Minnesota, and up into Manitoba, and we see a big drop in temperatures. But the track of that low is farther north and west of us. I think we are going to be seeing the offshoots of the cool front itself that finally sags through later Monday into Tuesday of next week.
Martin believes we could see a bit of rain Monday and Tuesday, but then right back to dry weather on Wednesday.
By Wednesday midday, we're right back to dry weather. A little bit cooler, but dry. High pressure sitting right on top of us late Wednesday night into Thursday. So I think we see fast drying, good evaporation through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
He's looking at another what he calls disturbance coming through next weekend, but we'll cover that in depth more next week. You can find Ryan Martin's full M&W Seeds Harvest Weather Forecast and MichiganAgToday.com. Brought to you by Greenstone Farm Credit Services. I'm Greg Allen.
Hello, I'm Craig McManus with M&W Seeds. Michigan is a very special place to be a row crop farmer, but with our different climates throughout Michigan and different soils, it can be challenging for our growers. That's why M&W Seeds offers growers in Michigan more than 30 corn hybrids and 8 soybean varieties. The seeds we sell are selected for Michigan and processed in Michigan because we take growers' business here seriously. M&W Seeds, where farming is an honor, passing on the knowledge is priceless. M&W Seeds.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
I'm Ben LaCrosse from Leelanau County and president of Michigan Farm Bureau, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
More dry weather as we finish out this week, but changes are coming to our weather pattern next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag weather update. Here's what's going on. Wide open harvest window continues for the balance of your Friday, for Saturday, and for Sunday. I'm even going to put this dry weather pattern into Monday of next week with relative ease. Now, we will be watching moisture develop to our west on Monday, and that moisture will be getting into parts of the UP. So definitely seeing some rains just to the west. I think for the most part it holds off until we get into late Monday afternoon, evening, sneaking down into northern tier counties of lower Michigan, and then overnight Monday night through Tuesday it sags through the rest of the state. Right now penciling in anywhere from a tenth to three quarters of an inch out of this, with coverage at around 80%, well, 90% of lower Michigan. At this point it's also done by Tuesday mid-afternoon, so coming through a little bit faster. That leads us back to full drying right away Wednesday the 8th, and that drying continues with high pressure sitting right on top of the state through a Thursday and into early Friday. I do think we see a little bit of moisture try and come off the Great Lakes in general on Friday for a midday and afternoon. A few hit and miss of scattered showers, maybe a few rumbles of thunder as warm air and cool air interact. So next Friday, I'm actually inserting a little bit more moisture than what we were talking about earlier. That leads us into the weekend of the 11th and 12th. And while there is some action around, it seems to want to kind of dance around a little bit farther to our south and southwest. So I think we can be mostly mostly dry for the 11th and 12th. You get into the 13th, we start with some scattered showers and thunderstorms, follow that up with another light wave of activity for the 14th into the 15th. Combined over those days, I'm going to say a quarter to 1 inch of precipitation, coverage ending up at about 75% of the state. The systems run into some changes, and cold air comes down for Thursday the 16th. We're chilly for the 16th and 17th before moderating quickly going into that weekend of the 18th and forward. I'm Ryan Martin.
There's something to be said about being early. You get a better place in line, maybe a better seat at the table, and sometimes being early will save you money. Like when you order seed early from Seed Genetics Direct. Place your order for the next growing season with Seed Genetics Direct by November 10th, and you'll save $10 per unit on corn and $2 per unit on soybeans. It's time to leave the nest, early birds, and visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com to order. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Looking back at Thursday's grain markets, here's Andy Eubank and Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Thursday afternoon.
Markets ended Wednesday on a turnaround note and have built on those positions during Thursday trade. Actually, the bean trade, very impressive almost. And nickel gains in corn and wheat, Carl. So we add to the positive momentum. What's at the root of it?
Well, we started this yesterday with President Trump's statement that when him and President Xi from China meet here in another 4 weeks, soybean trade is going to be a very main topic or a primary topic, he said. So soybean trade coming up there, immediately thoughts that we may see some export sales demand come out of it. And today we built on those a little bit. Technical momentum giving up some upward support. Meal values firming today, giving soybeans even a little more benefit there. Weather forecasts down in Brazil turning a little bit warm and a little bit dry. Now, not enough to really cause great impacts on their planting season, but it is enough that farmers have stalled planting for now. That's causing some ripple concerns in the market that if this continues, it may open up a little bit bigger window for the United States to make some soybean exports into China here in the next few months, especially if the Brazil soybean harvest would happen to be delayed as well. Corn and wheat taking some support from weather forecasts for the U.S. plains. Dry conditions building in areas where we still have to get some winter wheat in the ground. It's raining pretty heavy ahead of that. They need the moisture, but it's at a point where it's starting to delay some planting concerns there.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday, December and March corn both up 5 1/4. December at 421 3/4. March corn at 438. November beans climbing 10 3/4 at 1023 3/4. January beans also 10 3/4 higher at 1041 3/4. And December wheat gaining 5.5 to 514 3/4. October live cattle, though, dropping 57 cents to 230.52. But October lean hogs 25 cents higher at 98.67. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.